odds are you heard at least one person make a crack about moving the Iditarod to Boston this winter. It's the second year Alaska has had a mild winter, while people in the Northeast got hammered. There's a new weather pattern with a funny name that's contributing to some of the mess. KSKA's Monica Gokey has more.
Last week, the National Weather Service unofficially declared this winter as Anchorage's least snowy on record. 4,000 miles away, parts of New England also put this winter down in the record books, but for a record amount of snowfall. Snowy in New England, not so much in Alaska. To top it off, it's been like this for 2 years in a row. Enter the ridiculously resilient ridge. You heard me. I said the ridiculously resilient ridge. That's what some meteorologists are calling a new weather anomaly that's contributing to Alaska's mild winters. The ridge is more or less a clog in the jet stream. Here's meteorologist Dave Snyder of the National Weather Service.
The jet stream is the fast-moving river of air high above the planet that drives all of the weather around the entire globe.
It behaves sort of like a river.
And that superhighway has ridges and troughs, high spots and low spots. And in the low spots is where we find the low pressure, and the high spots is where that more stable pattern is. And that stable pattern has set up across the west coast of the United States a long time during the winter, and that kept us fairly warm. And in the most recent weeks, we've seen that pattern set up once again.
Think of the jet stream like the Glen Highway. There's an accident, traffic is blocked, maybe one lane is sneaking by, but things are pretty much at a standstill. Snyder says that's sort of the atmospheric equivalent of what the ridge does to the jet stream.
And sometimes when these patterns don't move, the ridges and the troughs kind of stay in about the same spot, we get the same surface weather for quite some time.
And that's the resilient part of the ridiculously resilient ridge. Incoming weather systems like storms either fizzle out when they get to the ridge or they ricochet off of it like Plinko chips.
But as long as that ridge is sitting across the West Coast and British Columbia and the Yukon, it more or less puts up a roadblock to any incoming weather.
So what about our friends in New England?
On a global pattern, if you've got warm weather somewhere, you're going to have the opposite or the cooler side of that weather feature somewhere.
NOAA climatologist Rick Toman says the two regions are linked. If Alaska is experiencing a warmer than normal winter, odds are it'll be colder than usual on the East Coast. And while scientists don't completely understand the mechanics of exactly how the atmosphere governs surface weather, there is some emerging consensus that warmer ocean temperatures due to climate change are contributing to changes in atmospheric powerhouses like the jet stream. Down on the ground, that means there's likely more weird weather in the forecast. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Gokey.